Hello, this is Gabriel McBird. I'm going to make this a fairly brief view. I'm in sunny Stratford, just about to meet people from Aquabats, in fact, to go to the Olympic pool, which I'm quite looking forward to. I mean, clearly I won't be doing a poo from in the water. letting people know what's happening is great, but wouldn't sacrifice the phone for it, really. So, we are due to meet up probably in about 10-15 minutes, I guess. And as many people will know, the audio boo, that when you try and put a title in a field, this is still not working. So what I'm going to do is try turning airplane mode off for when I do that title and see if this actually does work. And I'll use kind of this little stub of a thing to say what I think of the Olympic pool. I mean, obviously, I'm no exercise expert, and I don't suppose people can accuse me of being Mr. Fitness. So I do like to try and get a little bit of exercise in, really, rather than just doing nothing each week. So anyway, I'm going to pause this and see if I can add a title. Okay, this is Gabriel McBird. I've just been for a swim. It's a 50-metre pool, but did 26 lengths, so can't complain. But I'm about to demonstrate if I can work out how it works and not get wet from the nearby showers, which are all on the walls around us. A machine for drying a swimming costume, which is here.
That, you got it.
It's a box. You can lift up your lid. I think you just put your costume... I imagine you just shovel your costume in the top here. It's like a little spin dryer, I suppose. I don't know if it actually takes money or not, this machine. I'm not convinced it does. There's no... You press it down and you hold it down and it spins. That's a bit of a spin, and it's slowing down. You can maybe still hear it. Let's see how dry the result is. See if it's any better than just... Well, I must admit, that is drier than I could get them. That is pretty
dry.
Yeah,
that's very good.
That is very dry. I mean, they're definitely not drip dry. They're drier. They're drier than that. Certainly drier. I was a bit sceptical, but they're certainly drier than I could ever get just by squeezing them by hand.
Innovation, isn't it?
Well, they've been out for a while. There's one at another pool I've been to. I say it's just that sort of grumbling noise. There you go, mate.
Yeah, what the loo?
I might go use a lavatory, actually, yeah. But don't need to audio boo that. That can go. So the other thing to say about the pool is that it's relatively affordable, I think. It was £3.65 for the peak rate for a disabled person, which is the same as what I pay at Mile End. The acoustics of the pool are really good. It's really, really kind of... it's quite dead, it's quite neutral sounding. So you can hear what people are saying around you. It's it's quite a pleasant pool to swim in. Relatively easy to find your way around. The only problem is, and I did allude to it when I was looking for the machine, is that the showers are literally ranged along the walls throughout the changing rooms. And I wouldn't say they were touch sensitive, they're not even that, they're body sensitive. I mean, it could be a change in capacity, capacitance maybe, like used in hand dryers, I'm not sure. Either way, if you find yourself under one accidentally, you get soaked. And that did happen to me, actually. But fortunately, I just strayed a little bit too far to the right. And I got, the right sleeve of my shoulder got drenched, but nothing more. So, yeah, you do have to be a bit wary. And to get to the loo, you have to pass at least some of these showers. So, you know, if you're dressed and you need to use a toilet, beware. But no, apart from that, I'd give the place a decent mark and say, if you're in the area and, you know, you want to know, obviously, where people did the swimming, then, you know, get yourself along to the Olympic pool. You don't have to book or anything. When we went, which was there's only Arthur and myself actually turned up for this one. It was about, I mean, I suppose it is, we meet at 6:45, so it's a slightly odd time of day. Most people have well finished work by then, but, you know, I finished doing what I was doing myself at 4:30. I was at Stratford for, about 5:30, I suppose. I thought about going home. It just wasn't quite enough time to get home, get changed, and make sure I was back at Stratford for 6:30. A bit of a push, so I just had a coffee at quite an average coffee place just opposite the Jubilee line. Wouldn't say it was horrible, but, you know, there's only seats out on the platform at the station, so, you know, perhaps it's not the warmest. Anyway, enough rambling from me for now. I will send this audio boo off. Oh, there was a little bit of a PS. I was talking about earlier about how you can write the title of your boo with airplane mode turned off. Of course, I meant with airplane mode turned on, stopping Wi-Fi and everything else working. You need to temporarily turn it on, which you can do by swiping up on the top of the screen and selecting it from the control centre. Double tap on airplane mode and it'll toggle it from whatever it is now. So it'll from on to off or off to on. And then to get back into your app, just press the home key.